Jack Mangan. Deadpanites.
Deadpan.
It's time to put on makeup. It's time to dress up right. It's time to get things started.
Well, they'll never get this started.
It's time to get things started
on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational. This is what we call a
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Hey, and welcome to Deadpan number 169. It's hard to believe that episode 69 was already 100 episodes plus a bunch of unshows ago. And I remember all the snickering voicemails that I received from all of you because we were on Deadpan 69. Welcome, I am your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. the lucky man that made the grade. And this morning, I woke up, got out of bed, dragged a comb across my head, went downstairs and drank a cup. Then looking up, I noticed I was late. So I grabbed my coat, grabbed my hat, made the bus in seconds flat. Went upstairs and grabbed a smoke, even though I don't actually smoke. And then somebody spoke and I...
Went into a crawl space?
Went into a crawl space and turned out I was actually inside John Malkovich's head. And so I actually became a puppeteer and stopped this whole podcasting silliness and created Jack Mangan's Deadpan Puppet Show. And it went really well. Spinal Tap even opened for us once. It was a great time. And although there was this one time when the opening act actually had...
Trousers?
Yeah, that time was really awkward when they had the wrong trousers, actually. And my dog actually had to rescue me while I was riding on a train while the wrong trousers... The robot trousers were actually being used by an evil penguin to go and rob a
Bundt cake.
A Bundt cake. Yes. Wait, what the fuck would a penguin be doing robbing a Bundt cake? That just doesn't make sense at all. I'm sorry. Oh, yes, there was a diamond Bundt cake at the museum that I was robbing. Yeah, I got nothing for a penguin robbing a Bundt cake. That stumped me.
You may not be aware, but every year, thousands upon thousands of Martian children go without podcasts.
Mars needs podcasts.
So this holiday season, no matter when in the year you happen to hear this promo, why don't you think about the Martians?
Mars needs podcasts.
Think about them by going to theweirdshow.com and subscribing.
Mars needs podcasts.
For your subscription, you'll receive a weekly, roughly 1 hour, roughly podcast, roughly, all about Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, UFOs, odd science, incredible science, Martians.
Mars needs podcasts.
And for every subscription you make between now and some arbitrarily far future date, I'll make sure that a Martian also gets a subscription for free.
Mars needs podcasts.
That's right. As soon as we've been able to establish communication with the Martians, and as soon as they are able to actually subscribe to my show, I'll make sure to let them subscribe for free.
The Weird Show.
The Weird Show. The Weird Show. The Weird Show.
Hi, this is Anya from Buffy Between the Lines, the audio drama, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is the way. I left out that one word. Is that okay? I mean, I've seen all manner of customs, and you really don't want to know what some demons do with their mothers. I just have sex with Xander. And where's my paycheck? What?
You are listening to the Deadpan Podcast. You are calm and relaxed. All tensions and excess excitability are draining from your body. You feel like leaving a comment on the Deadpan page or sending in a segment for the next Deadpan show. Now.
Okay, here goes. Amy did invite all... Is this close enough to my mouth?
Get it a little bit closer there.
Well done. Well done.
Oh, there we go. No, no. I'll just hold it.
A good distance is like a fist away. Right
yes.
there.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now that I know what I'm doing. Amy did invite all the families from Podango to the banquet. They came. When the time for the banquet came and the guests started arriving, Amy made sure to greet every one of the Podangans individually. Throughout the night, she did her best to make them feel welcome in the castle. She listened as they described their experiences of running in terror as their homes and their entire country had literally evaporated behind them, and she tried to be comforting. By the end of the night, she was exhausted. When the last of the Podangans had finally left, her fellow questers finally approached her.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just tired. It's been a long night.
No kidding. It's a good thing we get to relax here for a few days now.
Mm-hmm. Man, I can't relax, not after hearing what all our new Podangan residents have to say. My mind is full of what they went through and what still needs to be done.
Well, I may not be able to help you do your job, but I wanted you to know that I'm ready to come...
Gonk, darn it. Should have known better. Oh yes, it will be in the outtakes.
All right.
Say it as all one sentence.
Yes, mommy.
You were talking about your job.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Talking about my job.
Well, I may not be able to help you do your job.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
But...
He thought I was bad.
In case you didn't catch that, and we thought I was bad.
But I wanted you to know that I am ready to come on your next job quest.
Relax, don't do it.
Damn you, Jack Mangan. Should I try that again?
Sure, just say the last part.
Okay, everybody. Deep breath in. Long breath out.
All right, here we go.
Don't.
Well, I may not be able to help you do your job, but I wanted you to know that I'm ready to come on your next quest with you.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you so much.
I'm coming, too. The last one was so awesome, I can't pass up the chance to do it again.
I'm in, too.
And me.
Where am I? And me.
We just got on page 7. Okay, thank you, everybody. No, it's not all. We're just at the top of page 7. Oh, of you? Yeah, you are. Okay. Oh. No offense. Okay, here goes. Wow! All of you want to come on another quest so soon after the last one? Really?
Amy, we literally went to hell and back with you. Well, somewhere in that vicinity, at least.
We'll go with you anywhere you go. You don't even have to ask.
You guys are the best friends anyone could ever ask for. I cannot believe how lucky I am.
Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. Well, I feel much better about everything now. Let's get some rest for now. We'll start our work soon. Do, do, do. You have been listening to The Questers from FPM, a serial by Amy Bowen. Thanks to...
Dan Charette?
Yes. Okay, let's do it that way.
Oh, sorry.
Sure.
There was a pause. It seemed natural. There was a blank.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I say I'm Just a Joe?
Go ahead. Yes. Yes, you can.
Yes.
Just a Joe.
Oh, are we doing it sexy?
Only if you want.
Okay, do I know how to be any other way?
Is it my turn?
Go ahead, and then we'll come back to you.
Okay, I get to come before Aldi?
That
would be Long Pan.
Go home.
Do go.
Are you
ready
for you?
Maya Dinas.
John Bowes.
That was sexy.
Thank you.
Yes. Dead sexy.
Ed from Texas.
Oh, who else has to?
And I am Michael Armengi.
Ditto.
Jeremy. Oh yeah, and I'm yeah, and Jack Hosley, Wonder Wolf.
For contributing their voices to this episode, the song heard in this episode was "Journey's End" by Guardian Mind Mix, sung by me. Available at the PodSafe Music Network. Thank you. We're done.
Again, I want to hear your line again.
Which line?
Which one?
Repeat the first line. One. Yes.
What? Relax. Don't come.
There you go.
Thank
you.
Not it at all, actually. What?
Relax. Don't come. When you
want
to do this,
don't do it.
Except when it makes Ed laugh. Ed.
Take me home tonight?
No, no, I was giving you crap, Ed. You don't have to do it again.
Ice, baby.
Hello, my name is Jimmy. I live in Denver. You are listening to Jackie Magnum's Deadpan Podcast. I like him. He makes me giggle.
Hello, Deadpan. Just a Joe calling. The contents of the Memorial Day Gulf Coast Beach. We have sand and salt water and umbrellas and sand and children of the screaming and laughing and even the crying variety. We have sand. We've got adults reading books, drinking and reading books. We've got sand. We've got young teenage boys acting goofy in the attempts of impressing girls. And eventually we have sand. Lots of sand. And so there you have it. That is the content of the Memorial Day beach. I hear an aircraft. I keep hoping the Blue Angels. I believe the Blue Angels flew over earlier. Oh, there it is. There's a biplane out doing stunts over the water. Nice. Just to Joe, going to look for a beer. Out.
Hi, Deadpan. It's TJ, and I thought I would. I just got out of the movies, and I thought I would call and give you a review of a very non-Deadpan movie, Sex and the City 2. There's something that the majority of you probably don't care about. So, but I do, and I'm going to tell you, it is not as bad as the reviews say. If you are a Sex and the City fan, which I wouldn't even say that I am, but it was absolutely mindless fun. Sitting up in the back row of the theater with five of my girlfriends, and it was kind of like I sunk into the seat, and for 2.5 hours, I was entertained and didn't have to think about anything at all. It was almost as relaxing as sitting in a hot tub drinking a margarita, which, by the way, I did have a margarita prior to the movie, which may have enhanced the movie. I don't know. It was a watermelon margarita. This has nothing to do with the movie. The movie starts out, it has like a really awesome gay wedding where these two guys are getting married, and it's like incredibly beautiful. The cake is amazing. I didn't get to taste it, but it looked really pretty. And there were swans in a moat and a lot of white and Liza Minnelli. So yeah, you know, that was like the first, you know, 5 minutes of the movie. And then the rest of the movie is they're in Abu Dhabi. And that really hot guy that used to be in Northern Exposure and then was the lead guy. I don't know his name and I should, but he was like the lead guy in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And oh my God, he's so hot. Anyway, he played Aiden in Sex and the City way back. He's not Peter Knotts because that's the guy that plays Mr. Big. Anyway, they're both pretty hot, but Aiden's way hotter. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I enjoyed it. It was fun to watch. And there were some sex scenes and a lot of naked men, but yeah. So, you know, I enjoyed it. That's it. I have no idea why I called to tell you all this other than I love y'all so darn much and I'm just happy and relaxed. Yay me. Okay, bye. Dead Pan is what I'm not, but I am part of Dead Pan. And that's the way.
You are listening to the Dead Pan Podcast.
Still.
You are calm and relaxed.
Again.
All tensions and excess excitability are draining from your body.
Again.
You feel like leaving a comment on the Deadpan page.
Another one.
Or sending in a segment for the next Deadpan show.
Yes, more.
Now.
Hey, I don't care what you got, Eddie Money. I'm not going anywhere with you. Maybe you can scalp that extra ticket.
Hello, Deadpan. Just a Joe here with a thought from the beach. If you ever wanted to drive the Count from Sesame Street, if you ever wanted to drive the Count insane, take him to the beach. One grain of sand. Ha, 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 ha. 2 grains of sand. Ha, 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 ha. 3 grains of sand. Ha, 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 ha. 20 hours later. 350 million grains of sand. Yeah. Yeah, I know that the Count is just a muffin, but come on, work with me here.
Okay, I'm super embarrassed, and you're all going to laugh at this, so it's like a current dumbass memory. In my last voicemail message, I called Chris Knoth Peter Knoth, so apparently I created a hybrid of Chris Knoth and Peter North, and that's just funny. That's just funny stuff, people. And also, I'm on the, I'm driving, which, you know, is the only time I can really chit-chat, and I'm behind a car whose license plate is like J4CK13. So it actually looks like it says Jack 13 because the 4 is supposed to be an A. Apparently the guy, his Jack 13 was taken, but Peter North, that's funny stuff. Peter North.
Oh, wait a minute. So his name, his actual birth name is not Peter North? Oh, I get it. All right, as is my goal in life, I'm going to drag you down a little bit into some diary podcasting. I said some diary podcasting. Oh, yeah, that's right. We don't have the usual diarrhea sound effect when I say diary podcasting because our podcasting, suddenly I'm Sarah Palin. We don't have the usual sound effect because this is hard drive number 3 for the year. Yep. Hard drive death yet again. Perhaps my AKA name starting off the show should have been Jack Mangan, Destroyer of Hard Drives. Except I'm not. It was just crappy luck. But here we are. Wish me luck on number 3. And actually this time around, you know, because I'm so extremely wealthy, I decided not to buy my 5th yacht for the year and just went out to buy a new casing for the hard drive, as in a new laptop, because I think that was probably the problem. although I won't rule out shitty luck. I'm just going to go with the safe bet. Also want to do a quick FYI that's part of the diary podcasting. Diary? Oh, right. Anyone who has a blog who gets any traffic, there are people out there, there are crappy spammers out there who will try to gain SEO traction by posting links to your blog on their site. Whatever the material might be, they might have a blog all about donuts, for example, and if they link back to Jack Mangan's Deadpan, then someone searching for Jack Mangan and donuts will eventually come across that. Or even donuts, they'll eventually come across that. So it's just a crappy practice that spammers out there do to get false legitimacy for their sites, even when it's not pleasant things like donuts, but vile things. It's an unfortunate fact of life for any blogger. Again, any blogger who sees some traffic to their site. And there's really, you know, on your site itself, you throw up proper filters and you do everything you can to prevent trackbacks so that your site has nothing to do with them. But you know what? You can't control how the rest of the world behaves. And you can't control what other spammers and internet assholes do with their website. And finally, not to make light at all of a situation that's really not funny at all, but I do recall that General Zod and his two evil companions in the Superman 2 film came to Earth with a vendetta and a kind of an axe to grind against Superman. But they also wanted to control everything, and they wanted to create chaos. They kind of thrived on it. And of course, Superman stood up to them and did the right thing and tried to protect, you know, the people of New York, Metropolis, and the people of the Earth who really mattered. But if you'll recall, at one critical moment, General Zod kind of has an epiphany, and he says, "I've realized Superman's weakness. He cares." And of course, as we would come to learn, that was not Superman's weakness. But at the moment, it did put him at a disadvantage when his enemies wanted to bring the fight, and they didn't care about who got hurt. And when their goal was just control and chaos, you know, the fact that they didn't care and Superman did was something that they were able to use against him for their own advantage. But, you know, Superman did win in the end, except I'm not Superman. I'm just doing my best. However, I will say that in times of trouble, Mother Mary calls to me. No, in times of trouble, I have my friends out there in the wonderful Deadpan community who tolerate weeks of silence, like the week prior to Deadpan number 169, when we had a silent on Wednesday. And also send me wonderful supportive emails and friendship and help out. Again, even with the dead hard drive, I have the two CDs that a good Deadpan friend of me sent me of Deadpan archives that I can draw material from. I might even be able to find the diarrhea sound effect if I looked, but I'm not gonna. Not tonight. Eventually. And I also got an email, actually not from the listener themselves, but from someone who sees how much happiness Deadpan brings to this listener and just kind of thanking me. And I actually have not written them back yet because it floored me. I'm absolutely floored and touched. And I will write this person back. But, you know, that kind of reassurance and that kind of friendship that I get from all y'all in Deadpan. You know, Deadpan has never featured anything vile or repulsive or offensive to our culture's overall sensibility. But what it has featured, you know, in addition to fun skits and funny jokes and people sending me the contents of their purses and fridges and all that stuff, and the interviews we've had, you know, with the top minds in science, the top minds in sports and publishing and music and all this stuff, what Deadpan is about at the end of the day is the connection across the web that a bunch of us have made, you know, with like-minded, smart, geeky, clever, good people with diverse interests, such as music and movies, that with a commonality in science fiction, but, you know, not exclusively loyal to science fiction. We also go out and recognize that there's a whole world out there. That's what Deadpan is about, those connections and that friendship. All right, let's read some damn comments. Oh yeah, no sound effect. Clinkle, 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 clinkle. Why, sure. Yeah, never mind. The first of the week, Vandemon says, broadband down for at least a day and a half. Let the DTS begin. CJ says, no eyes open, can't keep any more them. Good night, can of peas, ellipsis, pan of keys, ellipsis. LeJohn says, hey, SB, cutting down on air resistance by shaving excess body hair is done in several sports, ellipsis. Most of them swimming or short distance running, ellipsis, but I see no reason why it wouldn't happen in basketball too, ellipsis. Vandemon says, pretty soon it won't just kids carrying knives we'll have to worry about. http://www.wickedlasers.com/lasers/spider3proarcticseries-96-37.html. Johnny Null says, found my vote for Chitara, Stacey McMahon. Again, I doubt she can act, but really, how important would that be? Ditto says, bow, bow, oh yeah. The Energizer Bunny says, they're wild African killer bees, out to lunch. Nomad Scry says, brackets late to party, brackets, I'm the goddamn Batman. And finally, Lopan says, world not my cup of tea. Keyboard click.
Hey everyone, this is Dan Charette, author of Lilith's Love, and host of the Out of the Coffin podcast, and you are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan podcast. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. How's that? Sweet? Laters.
Hello, Deadpan. Just a Joe here with last contents from the beach. The, actually, it was yesterday morning that they found a pelican covered with oil just a few hundred yards down the beach from us here in lovely Destin, Florida. But tonight, as the sun was setting and we were sitting out on the beach letting the day come to an end, somebody wandered out onto the beach with bagpipes and was playing bagpipes. A very interesting thing. Couldn't quite figure out exactly who was playing them, but it very much had the feel of a memorial service. But other than that, there's still plenty of sand and breezes. And that's the beach. Bye.
So do you think the Micronauts flew around in giant spaceships to overcompensate for something? All right, I actually have a lot of stuff recorded that you're going to be hearing over the course of the next few Deadpan episodes. However, that said, more is always welcome. I'd love to hear you describe to me the contents of your refrigerator. I really would. I'd like to hear you talk about favorite song lyrics or tell me about something stupid you've done in your life. Excuse me, like burp into a microphone. And, you know what? A bunch of us picked songs to associate with hockey teams in the NHL playoffs, and we all agreed that if our team lost, we would sing the song associated with the victorious team. And a number of us have not yet paid up on these losses. And the NHL playoffs are done. The Chicago Blackhawks are the victorious Stanley Cup champions. So it's time to pay up your anthems. Bunny, sick 'em. Oh, wait a minute. That's me too, because I still owe one for Detroit. All right, that will happen in a future episode, one coming up very soon. I'd also like you to wish me luck on my upcoming guerrilla podcasting venture, which hopefully will be a success and will produce some wonderful audio content. And last but not least, those of you who agreed to participate in the 60 Lines Part 2, Lando Strikes Back extravaganza, will be receiving your lines very soon, if you have not yet already. And I'm looking forward to it. I think it should be a lot of fun. And you know what? As with all things, I'm planning to make it a trilogy. With no prequels, just a trilogy. So if you missed out on part one or part two and you really want to play, then fret not, there will be a part three. And for those of you going like, holy shit, I've already done this twice. How many more times am I going to have to do it? Only once more. If you want. All right, well, I want to thank you for your indulgence on my long-windedness in this episode. I would say I'm really, really sorry, except I'm not. But what I am is appreciative of all the support and friendship I have out there. When I do count my blessings, that's one I try to never forget. And yes, if I had the violin playing sound effect, that would be going right now. But I don't. All right, enough deadpan. 169, out. I look forward to the excellent and witty and fun conversations on the comments page. Gonna leave off with some music, as always. Not coming back after the music. I do enjoy Green Eggs and Ham. Thank you, Sam I Am.